Hello and welcome to Money Tips. This is Charles Kelly bringing you money tips to help you save, earn, invest, accumulate, and obviously enjoy more money. Today I want to talk to you about property investors and buy-to-let landlords and the fact that one in four landlords in the UK are planning to sell in the next 12 months. And that's quite a staggering number because there are 2 million buy-to-let landlords in the UK. So one in four of those, or 25%, would mean that 500,000 landlords could be selling their property in the next 12 months. Now, obviously not all of them will do that, but that is quite a lot of property coming onto the market. Now, some of that will go to maybe first-time, second-time buyers. Others may go to corporate landlords, that bigger companies that will scoop up these properties. But you know, whether it will come back on the market, and what the government is trying to do is bring more of those properties back into owner-occupied residential occupation properties rather than buy-to-let. And they brought in policies which effectively squeezed out smaller landlords and what one housing minister that I met called mum-and-pop landlords. He said, "We don't want mum-and-pop landlords, we want the corporates, he said. And I won't mention his name now, but this is what he said to me. And I said, "Well, you're hitting your own voters where it hurts. These are people that invest and save for their retirement, and they're doing something about retirement, because obviously the pension system is in a complete mess and has been for decades. So people are trying their best to, you know, put a bit of money aside, save for a deposit, buy a property, manage that property, put tenants in, take people off the street, or people that the council cannot house. And many of these properties are let back to the council, and the landlords are treated like lepers. Oh, the people who profit from the council. Well, yeah, but if the council want to build more council houses, that's fine. Yeah, let them build the council houses, but don't blame landlords when, you know, they're actually going to exhibitions and asking landlords, "Will you let your property?" I've got my local council asking me, you know, they're desperate to take a property off me. They're actually not even giving me the best rent available to get my property, but they're really desperate to get the property off me because they're not building their own. So what I'm saying is the government are doing the wrong thing. They're squeezing the wrong people. They're squeezing small landlords to put more property in the hands of owner-occupiers. But I don't think it's really working. Yes, a lot of people have bought properties in the last year as first-time buyers, but a lot of that's got to do with Help to Buy, which mainly applies to new properties, which I think are overpriced anyway. So yes, there's been a lot of first-time buyers buying in the last couple of years, but as I said, a lot of that is down to the Help to Buy scheme and things like the Help to Buy ISA. So what's going to happen? Well, when these landlords sell, some of them may be what you might call distressed landlords. Obviously, there'll be some opportunity to pick up properties maybe at a below market rate if possible, because, you know, when a landlord's selling a property that is tenanted or has been tenanted, you know, they're not, I've sold properties that are tenanted, they're not that easy to sell because, you know, you have trouble with viewings, you have tenants, sometimes you don't want too many viewings and people coming and going, then, you know, it's not a vacant possession, so it doesn't quite look the same. If the landlord gets rid of all the tenants, then they've got an empty property and maybe empty for 6 months or more. So it is a problem. A lot of people buying a property may be put off by the fact that it's tenanted. So they tend to go to investors, or they go to auctions and places like that. So that's how a lot of them are sold off. But they're usually not sold at the same price that they would be sold if they were a vacant possession. So we'll have to see. Now, what are these taxes that they've brought in, the government, to deter landlords? Well, one is the extra 3% stamp duty on a second property. This is not just for landlords, this is anybody buying a property to do up and sell on. They're not going to keep it, they're refurbishing and flipping it, as they say. So they may, if you buy a property and you want to improve that property and bring it back into service and then sell it on to somebody, could be a first-time buyer, it could be an owner-occupier, it could be anybody, you know, you are going to be really hit with this extra 3% stamp duty. And, you know, in the city kind of areas, that could be an extra £15,000, £20,000, £25,000 on top of the normal rip-off stamp duty. So, you know, this is a big deterrent for people buying properties. And that's why some people are looking at different strategies involving options and assisted sales and that sort of thing, different strategies to avoid being hit by these punitive taxes. So that's just one of the taxes. The other is, of course, the removal or the phasing out of the tax relief on interest, which is, I mean, I don't know of any other business that runs where you cannot claim back interest on a business loan. And if you buy a property, incidentally, in a limited company like the corporates, then they can still claim back this tax relief. But if you had a business and you were buying your business premises, or you run a nursing home and you bought the nursing home, you would be able to claim back the interest against your profits. So in other words, if you had a loan where the loan repayments were £50,000 a year and your income is £100,000 a year, that interest payment would be deducted from the £100,000 and you would be paying tax on the £50,000 remainder. But this is no longer going to happen with buy-to-let properties from this April. Now, there will be still, it's a little bit complicated, but I did go through this on an earlier episode, there will be still a 20% tax credit. But for higher rate taxpayers, a lot of buy-to-let investments are just not going to be worth it anymore, because the profit will be eaten up by the extra taxes. They've also removed the 10% wear and tear allowance, which covers the losses that you incur when you supply furniture that eventually becomes useless. I mean, you know, the amount of beds and things I've had to throw out, broken chairs and all sorts of stuff that you have to throw out. You know, this wear and tear allowance, as they called it, did help with that. And, you know, in addition to the taxes they've had, we've had more legislation, we've had more local authorities bringing in further licensing on non-HMO properties. We've had further HMO regulations. We've had the Tenants Fees Act and all sorts of things happening. I've stood in landlords' meetings where I've seen the trading standards officer saying, we can fine you £5,000, £20,000 for this, that, or the other. I mean, it really is scary stuff. And it's almost like landlords are public enemy number one. And no wonder so many of them are saying, well, they've just had enough. And if they're not selling out completely, then they're probably doing like I've done, is reduce your portfolio and try and reduce your exposure to the market. And you're no longer in expansion mode where you just said, let's expand the business. You know, people are going into contraction mode. Well, some are, not everybody, but many of the older landlords, I think, are. So that's what's happening. Perhaps will be some opportunities to buy properties off landlords who just want a quick sale, a distressed sale. I don't know, but certainly that's a lot of properties coming on the market. So that's what's been happening in that respect, in terms of the property market. And if you do want to get into investing in property, then make sure you do it properly. Try and learn from experts and don't just rush out there and buy the first property you see, because there are lots of different strategies. Some people are buying properties on what's called just a straightforward single let, buy to let, like a house or flat, and they let it to one person or one family. Others are going down the route of converting properties into houses in multiple occupation, HMOs, which are, you know, tend to be a little bit more profitable. Some people are looking at serviced accommodation nowadays in the right areas. Some haven't got much money, so they might look at rent to rent, joint venturing, lease options. So there are lots of different strategies, and I think you need to have an overview of which all the strategies, so you can decide which one is best for you. Now, if you're interested in this, then why not go on a free taster course? And there are many coming up all over the country where you can go on a free. Some are one-day tasters, some are weekend courses where you can go for a couple of days and, you know, meet like-minded people also. Maybe you could network with people that could become future joint venture partners. But certainly you can go there and get an overview. So they'll say, right, strategy number one is this. Then we're going to go to the houses of multiple occupation. Then we're going to go into buy and refurbish, buy to flip, serviced accommodation, rent to rent. Strategies where you don't actually need any of your own money, joint venturing, all sorts of strategies. And then if you want to dive deeper into any one particular strategy, like, for instance, you might want to be a deal packager where you find properties for other people, you source properties and then sell them on to investors. Some people do make a very good living just doing that. They just churn out properties a bit like an estate agent, but without the offices and without the the overheads. So you can do all sorts of things without necessarily having your own money. And I think it's much better to start like that than go out and invest all your savings into a property with no knowledge, no education, and then find that, you know, you bought the wrong thing or you get your fingers burnt. I mean, I wouldn't suggest anybody goes into any business without knowing a little bit about it. You wouldn't just go and, you know, pick a stock from the FT 100 index and buy any share. So, well, that share looks good at the moment because, you know, banking's doing okay, or let's buy this fashion share, or, you know, you just wouldn't do that, would you? You'd learn a bit about it, learn how the market works, learn how to read the market, to research the market, looking at price to earnings ratio and all sorts of things. So it's the same thing with property. A lot of people just jump into property investment because they've heard it's a good idea, and, you know, then they run into problems. You've also got to understand a lot about the laws now. The laws around letting, it's very different from a few years ago. And, you know, if you get that wrong, you could even end up in prison on the worst side of things for, if there's fires and you haven't protected your tenants, you haven't shown them a duty of care. So make sure you get it right. And if you can get it right, then it's a very good business to be in, because property is still one of the few things you can do where you can get easy financing, you can get leverage, you can get banks who will lend you money to buy the property so that you don't need all of the money. You only need a percentage of it. And then usually the rent will pay back the loan and give you an income. I don't know anything else, any other business where you can just do that so easily. Of course, you can borrow money for any business, but not as easy as you can for buy to let. So there you go. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the next year or two with people selling. And prices are still low. Yes, the market's picked up, but I don't think prices have shot up in any shape or form. There's still a big disparity between incomes and the amount of money people need to borrow to buy a property. In the London area, you still need 13 to 15 times the average salary to buy a property, and that's out of people's reach. And lenders won't lend you 13 times your income, no way. So, the prices are not going to shoot up in the near future. They're predicting that places like the North and the Midlands will go up in value a lot, especially with this proposed regeneration, HS2, which is years away, by the way. But, you know, we could see a resurgence in the North and the Midlands. Come along, give me a shout, drop me a line on Messenger or at charles@charleskelly.net. That's Charles, my name, at charleskelly.net. And I'll give you some information, and you can decide whether you want to try one of these property taster courses so that you can learn how to get into the market, or if it's even for you, whatever. So thanks for listening. This is Charles Kelly bringing you money tips to help you save, earn, invest, accumulate, and enjoy more money. Bye for now.